Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Daf Nun Vav Min Aleph. The Gemara brings down the brayso of Lekeach Yayim Ben Akusim, that someone has a barrel of wine which doesn't have Chumas and Maisis taken off, and it's too late to do it. It's Erev Shabbos, so he could say Shnei Lugin Shniyasa Mahafresh Ubi Chuma Asara Maisir Rishon Tisha Maisir Sheni, and he could drink the wine Bisay Mecham Breira. That's where Meir holds. And Rabbi Yehuda Beisim Shimon Old Tzasser, and the Gemara held because of Ein Breir. So it's interesting, Machlokes Rishonim. What's the din if you hold Ein Breir? Does that mean that nothing's chal and it's tevel? Or does that mean that the Chuma is chal? It's just, it's not going to be mavur. It's not going to be defined. It's going to be a suffix, right? There are a lot of nafkaminas to the Shaila. First of all, could a Kayin drink the wine? If it's tevel, then the kohen cannot drink the wine. But if it's chal, the reason why he can't drink it is because it's a suffix chuma, then the kohen could drink the wine. Another nafkamina would be, could you be mafresh afterwards? If you did it, it says not to do it, but you did it. Now, if you hold it's not chal, so you can be mafresh afterwards. If you hold it's chal, so it's too late. You have a terubis of chuma, you can have to sell it to a kohen, but made chuma. So Rashi here is not clear, but Rashi in Chul Daf Yadalet says clearly that according to Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira, the problem is maybe he drank Chuma. And Rashi Mila also says it. Kol kais v'kais yishleim ishu Chuma u'maiser. So Shitas Rashi is that it's Chal. It's just a suffix. Which one is Chuma? But Taisin Erev in Laman Zayinu Beis also brings down from the Re that it's a different case, but it's the same Shaila of Breira. If someone says, if it rains, this one should be chuma on that, and if it doesn't, that one should be chuma on this. So he says, if you hold Ein Breira, whether it rains or not, it's a suffix, but a kohen can eat both of them. That's what he says. But the first teretz of Taisus is mashma, it's not chal at all. And Taisus in Gittin, and Afayin Gimel, also has a machlekes. The Gemara makes a case of Breira, if someone gives a get to his wife and says it should be chal an hour before I die. So that's a shayla Breira, because you don't know that hour that it's supposed to be chal, you don't know he's going to die in the next hour. So that's a shayla Breira. So Rashi says she blames a suffix megareshes, because every hour, maybe that's the hour before he dies, and you don't say hover dov mefreya. And Taisus says it's not chal b'chlal. So it's a machlekes rishonim. So Rabbi Chanan in Beya goes to explain what's as far as a machlekes. He knows we have three possibilities now. We have the man de'amma of yesh Breira, that it's chal in the tulugan that he's going to be mafresh. We have the man de'amma of Ein Breira, but two pshatim. One pshat is it's not chal, and the other pshat is it's chal and it's not mesuhin. Now, Bechanan and Beya says, what's the pshat in these three tzadim? And Bechanan assumes that that's clear, it can't be chal on a suffix. The reason for yesh Breira is because there's two lugan that are aimed to be mafresh, and it's chal on them. And if you hold Ein Breira, he holds there's no two lugan that are aimed to be mafresh. That first or later is a new thing. And if you hold it's a suffix, the pshat is you have two lugan that are aimed to be mafresh, but we're afraid he might actually be mafresh another two lugan. So kum dais it's a suffix. It's mashin Rebbe Kveg and Erev and also the same type of svara. So Rebbe Kveg is very bothered, even if it's aimed to be mafresh, if he didn't pile be mafresh it, so how would that be chal? Why would that be like the barrel breaking and the pile was never mafresh anything? I really don't understand the musig b'chlal. What does it mean it's aymed and it changes? Why was it aymed and why did it change? I understand the svaras like this. The machlekes yesh breir and ein breir is a machlekes tanon. It's one machlekes. Both rishayim, whether you hold ein breir is that it's not chal at all, or if you hold ein breir is it's chal and it's a suffix, the svar of ein breir is the same. Yesh breir holds that is there a shnei lugan shnei asa lahafresh now? Yesh Breira says what happens in the future could be reckoned with. Halacha reckons with what happens in the future. L'mafreya. So Mela, there is a shnei lugan shnei asa lahafresh. Why? We don't know what it is. But when we get the shnei lugan shnei lahafresh later, those were the shnei lugan that were asa lahafresh. We just didn't know about it. It's seifa echiyachal tchilasei. You said shnei lugan shnei asa lahafresh, and this is it. So Mela, then it was chal. We didn't know then. Okay, we didn't know. The other man, the Ein Breira, says, no, halacha doesn't recognize a seif echir al tilasai. Later you will mafresh it, but now there are no shnei lugin shnei asad mafresh. We don't say whatever you did later, it's huvra davim afraid that those were the shnei lugin now. It's a lum d'shem achleikis, not a mitzvah d'shem achleikis. Does Allah say, the ish shnei lugin shnei asad mafresh? Why? Hashem knows what's going to happen. I mean, if we have a time machine, we'll be able to... Good. So right now, there's a shnei lugin, we just don't know. The other one says no. In the now, in the here and now, they don't exist. They're going to exist later, but right now we can't say there is a shnei lugin shnei asad mafresh. That's a lashon in the Gemara. Do you say huvra davim afraid? Or do you say loyim in huvra davim afraid? Do we, right? The Shah Achas Kaidim Isasi, all the cases. Do we say there is that Shah? That's the time. This is Shah Achas. We don't know. We'll find out in an hour from now that this was it. Well, no. That's his Skachis. That's his Shtanis. That doesn't make this in the now the Shah Achas Kaidim Isasi. What's the Machlaikis Rishainim if it's Chal, if it's Bechal, not Chal, or it's Chal and it's a Safik? So, Vilak Zagan Ezei. That's Klar, according to everyone. All the Rishainim agree. If you say Shnei Lugin should be Chuma and you don't specify which ones, so Shnei Lugin Achal, it's just not specified. I mean, there's a Gemara in Erevin that has another problem with it, Shir and Nikarim, but Be'etzim, there's such a thing. It's common Gemaras that say that, like Mekadesh Shtei Echas Mishtei Achayas. We have a Machlaikas Abayin Rav, it's a Kedushin Shei Mesirin Lubia. But the Pshat is, when you Mekadesh Echas Mishtei Nashim, so the Kedushin's Chalim, one of them, which one? A Sothic. And like Reb Shimon says, it's not Pshat, there is a specific one that's Mekadeshis and we don't know what it is. There is no specific one. Even Kaviyachal Kameshmaya, there's no specific one. It's a Chalais Eschal on one, and it's not defined which one. And even Ein Breira agrees, just like Yesh Breira to this Musik. The whole Machlekes is when you are trying to define it, but you're using a future event to define it, could the future event have the din that it defines it now? But if you want to leave it undefined, even Ein Breira agrees that you can leave it undefined. So what's the Machlekes Rishainim if it's undefined and Achal at all? The Machlekes is sort of like this. You said Shnei Lugin Shnei Asad Lahafrish. If you hold Ein Breira, there are no Shnei Lugin Shnei Asad Lahafrish. So the one who says it's not Achal means, okay, you didn't say it should be any Shnei Lugin. You said a very specific Shnei Lugin Shnei Asad Lahafrish. We don't have a Shnei Lugin which are Asad Lahafrish. Halacha doesn't recognize that. So the Mela can't be Chal. Well, no. The Shnei Lugin that you said is Chal. You wanted to define it by Asad Lahafrish. That the Halacha doesn't recognize. But the Shnei Lugin is Chal. So it remains undefined. That's the Machlekes. So there's one Machlekes in my Breira. Could the later event create a definition, L'mafreya, retroactive definition, that earlier this is the Shnei Lugin Shnei Asad Lahafrish? That's the Machlekes Tanon. And everyone agrees that's the Machlekes. And we have a Machlekes, if you hold the camp, define it, but what happens now? Do we say, okay, so it remains undefined, or do we say, no, since you wanted a definitive Chalais on the Asad Lahafrish, and that didn't happen, so it can't be Chal at all. That's the Machlekes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.